Describe a person who helps protect the environment. Well, today I'm going to tell you about my next door neighbor, Mrs. Ming, who is a perfect example of an environmentally friendly person. Mrs. Ming has been my neighbor for at least 4 years now. She is in her 50s and is actually a retired university lecturer. As a neighbor, Mrs. Ming is really kind and helpful, and she never refuses to help me when I'm in need. From lending me some cooking spices to taking care of my little sister when other family members are absent. But what I find most impressive about her is how environmentally conscious she is, as she has been doing a lot of activities to help protect the environment. To be more specific, Mrs. Ming knows so much about the detrimental effects of plastic bags on our planet. She told me about how it would take these bags millions of years to completely biodegrade, and how they can cause severe harm to sea animals. That's why ever since she moved here, I have never seen her use them once. Instead, every time she needs to get the groceries, she brings her own cloth bag. You know, the type that you can bring home to wash and reuse the next day. Other than that, she also participated in a lot of voluntary work to clean up garbage or join hands in other campaigns involving raising awareness about global warming. The effort she put into protecting the environment is really inspiring and admirable. In fact, now I am also replacing plastic bags with my cloth bags as often as I can. I always think that good actions give us strength and inspire good actions in others, so I know what she does will continue to make bigger changes. Thank you for listening. 1. Why should we protect the environment? I think it is essential that we protect the environment since a polluted living environment can have direct effects on our livelihood. For example, air pollution can cause respiratory diseases and cancer. Among some other severe diseases, water pollution also destroys our health inside out. Therefore, keeping the environment clean and protected means keeping our lives safe and healthy. 2. Who is responsible for the protection of the environment? Since all of us share a home we call Earth, we should share an equal amount of responsibility in protecting the planet. It's not any government's duty. It's a global problem that needs to be solved by all living humans. I believe that only by working together will we be able to make a change. 3. What is the most serious environmental issue now? As you can see, in big cities like Hanoi, air pollution is one of the most concerning problems. Most people have to wear a mask when they go out to avoid breathing in the polluted air, filled with dust and other toxic exhaust fumes coming out of vehicles. Other than that, I think water pollution is also a prime example. A lot of rivers and oceans are full of garbage, which definitely contributes to numerous health problems for humans and causes the death of many aquatic animals.